In a world that appears to be filled with negativity and distrust, it's easy to feel helpless and frustrated. Well, how about a change? How about a podcast that brings positivity to your day with stories about everyday people doing good things for people around them? You found it here. This is the Harmony Goal Podcast with Tom Durth, focused on making the world a more harmonious and caring place. We hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to another episode of the Harmony Goal Podcast. Once again, our goal in setting up this podcast was to shine the light on people who are doing good in the world today, helping other people and creating more harmony along the way. And today, we are excited to be able to talk to Kim Brazil, who has been at the same restaurant for almost 2 years now. Is involved in a five-star program there that I'm going to be sharing with you later on in this podcast. And one of Kim's passions is to be helping people who are down and out or less fortunate, and loves to live up to the name of the restaurant, SAME, which stands for So All May Eat. So Kim, would you tell us a little bit? Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Tom.
Well, we're thrilled to have you here.
Sweaty at all.
Glad you could make it in, because I know you've been really busy the last few days at the restaurant. So that you were able to eke out some time to spend with us today.
Oh, that's no problem. This is starting to get rolling to our busy part of the year. So I'm used to it. We're all used to it.
All used to it. I love it. That's great. Well, tell us a little bit, tell our audience a little bit about what is the SAME restaurant and what do you do there?
All right, so the SAME Cafe is located in Denver, Colorado, off of Colfax and like Race. The cafe has been open since October of 2006, and it's a concept that was brought together by our founders. Their name is Brad and Libby Berkeley, very two amazing human beings, and they're just good people. They've actually been at the cafe with us this week, and they'll be there next week. So maybe someone might have time to pop in and come meet them. But how the idea came about for Brad and Libby is they were very into volunteering growing up. They both like to be active volunteering around their communities, and that love with them of volunteering stayed with them. Even when they went off to college, they kept going to places and volunteering. And what they noticed when they were volunteering is they had like no interaction with the people that they were serving. And so they really wanted to be more involved and more involved in the people's lives that they were serving, rather than just giving them a meal. And they also realized that there's usually like stipulations for people coming in to get a meal at a community center. Like, they have to sign like waivers, give away personal information, show an ID. If it was like a religious type of place, you know, they would be required to sit at mass or a church service as a requirement to get whatever meal was being served that day. So they also just wanted to have people come and have a place to eat without all the hassle and the paperwork, and just basically dignity. It was about giving people dignity.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And once again, I'd like to reiterate that the name SAME comes from So All May Eat.
And there's a little piece about the title that I just wanted to share, because Brad Berkeley has also written a book about opening up the cafe, where it came from. It's called Slices of Community, and we actually have a bunch of them at the cafe too, so if you would like a copy, anyone can come in, and it's the same, pay what you can to get a copy of this book and you can read about it. It's a fantastic book. But something I wanted to share was they originally was going to name the cafe Dine and Dash, and clearly that's not a good title. So the name So All May Eat actually comes from Libby had spent some time in Washington, D.C. when she was growing up, working with a program called SUM, So Others Might Eat. And she just had such a good experience with that program that she did it, that she kind of, you know, took the so the name SAME kind of pays homage to Libby's experience, to something she did with a youth group growing up. So a set of some, so others might eat, she came up with same, so all may eat, which is amazing.
Wow, that's beautiful. And once again, because this is mostly auditory for the people on our podcast, would you tell us once again the name of the book?
The name of the book is called Slices of Community.
Slices of Community, beautiful. That's great. Mm-hmm. And so that would help fund what they're doing there, I'm sure. That's
yes, great. And that's by Brad Berkeley.
Okay. So now I want to visualize somebody walking up to your restaurant and they reach in their pocket and they've got like 27 cents in their to their name. Can they still walk in?
Yes, they can. Uh-huh. The beautiful thing about Same Cafe, which I love, is, you know, our main goal is that we just want to put out a healthy meal to the community, regardless of your ability to pay. So anyone who walks through our doors, there is a way for them to participate to get a meal from us. We have a few different ways to participate. You can come in, you can volunteer 30 minutes of your time with us. We'll either give you a task in the back of the kitchen, or we'll have you do something out front for just 30 minutes of your time in exchange for your meal that day. If you have any extra produce, canned goods, you can bring that in exchange for your meal. And our last option is we have the donation box, which is on like the end of the counter. And people can put whatever they like in that donation box. We do not monitor it. We do not watch it. We don't really care. We just want people to be able to have a healthy meal for today.
A healthy meal. That's fabulous. So I have eaten there on a few occasions now. And when I first went in, I was truly expecting somebody opened a can of goods in the back, put it into a bowl, threw it in the microwave, and put it in front of me. And I was absolutely amazed at the quality of the food. I mean, it is a good, nutritious meal they put out there. So how do you go about getting all this wonderful food? Because I know it just doesn't fall out of the sky to you.
No, it doesn't. And I'm really proud of like the food that we put out. Like we just had St. Patrick's Day yesterday. So we did corned beef and cabbage, and I did a lentil loaf for the vegan meal, and like people were just blown out of the water. And that's like part of one of my favorite parts about the cafe is like people don't think they're going to get an amazing meal when they walk in there, but you're going to get an amazing meal. We are partnered up with some of the community farms located around town, like the Doug Gardens. We get a lot of produce from them just all over the Denver metro area. So our community farms, when stuff starts popping up out the ground, you know, they just start bringing it in, and we don't say no to just about anything, and we take it all and we just make a use with whatever we're getting. Like right now we're getting a lot of kale because a lot of kale is popping up. So there's a lot of kale in our dishes right now because we also like to use as much as our produce as possible. We compost, we're a zero waste cafe. So we do multiple things with our produce. You know, we serve it, we save the stocks, we make our own vegetable stocks and chicken stocks with what we're given, and we compost what we can't use, but it's very minimum.
Oh, that's amazing. That's fabulous, because I truly was amazed at the quality of the food. I mean, it was really, really, really good. It drew me back again and again. I truly appreciated that. Yeah. And so when you say somebody can just volunteer to do their work, you know, to do 30 minutes, do you also, in addition to that, have a regular staff there?
Or, we do. I'm sorry. Yes, we do. We have a small staff on hand. And we all just work together. We have Brad, who is our CFO. We have Carrie Shores, who is our executive director. We have me, who is the head chef. We have Gabby, who is our coordinator. And we have Tyler, who is another one of our cooks and just kind of bounces around and does a little bit of everything. So we have like a small staff, but really, the majority of it all comes together is, you know, just the community, the volunteers that show up. We have weekly core volunteers who come in on certain days of the week, every week, like there's really dedicated people because they love the cafe and they love the cause. And without them, we wouldn't be able to keep running and surviving. So we're very grateful to anyone who walks through those doors.
That's beautiful. That's fantastic. And let me ask you another thing. Do you do any kind of special programs or anything for?
We do. We have a cook to work program at the cafe. And when our cook to work program is, we have like five different modules. So if someone comes in, they say, "Hey, I'm here to do the cook to work program." We're like, cool, we'll get you a waiver, we'll have you sign, and we start working on the modules. We have five different modules, and we just go through each thing that is on that module, and we have the person do all those things, and, you know, we get together afterwards, and we talk about it, and we check off what we've done, you know, kind of highlight what we haven't gotten to yet. And what's great about the Cook to Work program is, you know, someone who maybe wants to go work in the kitchen, but they've never worked in the kitchen before, so they want to get like a feel of what it's like. It's a good way to do that. Just for someone who just doesn't have any experience, so they just want to be able to put on their applications or resumes that they participated at SAME, they can use us as a reference. And you know what's kind of cool is I actually have had one of my former chefs call me for a reference from someone who has done the Cook to Work program. And I thought that was really, really cool. So it works and people do use it. And it's just, it's a great tool.
So somebody can come in there, and because when you apply for a job, everybody always wants to know what's your experience.
Exactly. Yes.
And if you don't have any, I can understand an employer wanting to have somebody that's got some experience. So you give people that opportunity. What are some of your, what's some of your other success stories with that? What other situations can you think of that, you know, where you've helped somebody and they've been able to go out there and do some things on their own sort of thing?
You know, I actually just heard from someone who had did the Cook to Work program actually last year. And this person is out there in the world flourishing. Like, it was like this text message I got just like touched my heart, and I just felt so happy and so warm. So it's stuff like that that really keeps me going. You know what I mean? Like, even if it's just one person, just that one person, like, it just makes you feel so good. It keeps you going. But it's just giving people opportunities that they might not have had otherwise, or people just trying to get their feet wet when they're trying to figure out what direction they're going with life. And this person who did the Cook to Work program last year is now going on to get their GED or doing other programs to get certified in. And, you know, I just think that that's amazing.
That's mind-boggling. I know at one point when you and I had chatted before, we talked to something about food trucks too. What was your experience with food trucks?
I personally don't have a lot of experience with food trucks, but the cafe does have a outreach program. Our food truck is unfortunately sick. I don't think she's coming back.
No.
But we do have a van, and we will be doing events. And we'll be at the farmers market at City Park again this year on Saturdays. So basically, our outreach program is just another way for us to get out into the community, different parts of the communities who maybe don't know about the cafe. So we can go out to them and they can kind of, you know, hear about what we do, see what we do, get some food. And sometimes the food truck, it brings in, like, people come to the cafe because they were somewhere and, you know, they got a meal from our outreach team. But it's just also another way for the cafe to be able to get a nice, healthy meal out to the communities, to those in need, regardless of ability to pay. After you see the same cafe tent, say this year at City Park, it's the same model, you know, it's still pay what you can. They do amazing bowls out of there. Like, they're so good. It's like Chipotle, but like 10 times better. Like, it is just so good. And it's amazing what we do with the little bit of space that we have. Like, it is truly, it's almost like magic sometimes, it feels like, you know?
Maybe if we get enough people to donate, maybe we get the truck back.
Yeah, maybe. That is the goal, you know? Eventually, hopefully, we can get another food truck, but we're still going to be out there in the community regardless if our food truck isn't working. We have our van, we have a tent, we're going to make it work.
So when you go to the farmers market, is this done by staff or do you also have volunteers that help with that?
We also have volunteers who come and volunteer on the food trucks too. And you can go on online, samecafedenver.org, and you can sign up to volunteer through the website. And even on the outreach, we'll have like what events are coming up for outreach. So say you can't come volunteer with us during the work week because it's kind of early hours, you know, 9:30 to 3:30 are our volunteer hours. So for people who can't make it during the week, signing up to volunteer with the outreach chef is a way that you can be involved with the cafe in a time that like works for you.
That's fabulous. That's what a wonderful, wonderful thing to do is to be out there feeding people. Yeah. You know, we always think about people that are homeless and how difficult that is, but just to have a meal, a hot meal, is just an amazing thing for most people. They just, and they, it, it's something we just always take so much for granted.
It really does. And it makes all the difference. And another thing we do at the cafe is, you know, we learn people's names. So when they come in, I'm most likely, if I see you, I'm going to refer to you by your name, because something I've also realized is if you learn someone's name and you start saying their names, that does so much for them. Like, you know, it makes them feel seen. It makes them feel good. So even just as simple as things as learning someone's name and repeating that back to them, that could just make someone's day.
That, I'll tell you what, that's, you put a smile on someone's face, you have just created more harmony in the world. And people are so tired of watching the news and getting all this negativity programmed into them day in and day out. And just to hear what you're doing is amazing.
You know, I just got to say, I love the same cafe, and I just feel so blessed and honored to walk through the doors. When I walked through the doors of the same cafe to interview for the cook job, like, I knew in my body that, like, it was someplace special. And, like, even when I was in my interview, I felt my heart get warm, and that's never happened to me in my life. And that's when I knew that, like, I was in the right spot. Like, okay, this is where I belong. So I love the cafe so much. I am so glad to be a part of this organization. It is just so special. It's just so good. I love what I do.
Obviously. Two years of going there and meeting people and knowing their names and that sort of thing. It just sounds like your whole heart is completely and totally in that. What are your hours down at the restaurant? How, if somebody wants to come down there and make a donation or had taste of your fabulous food or whatever case may be, how often or what are your hours that are you're open?
Okay. For our serving times, we start serving lunch at 11 o'clock and we're open until 2:30 in the afternoon. For our volunteers can start coming in at 9:30 and our volunteers leave at 3:30.
Okay. And I know you're there lots of times beyond 3:30.
Oh yeah. We're usually there till like around 4.
Yeah.
A little, sometimes after 4, the more we get into harvest season, you know, 4:45, but we're not there yet.
And I notice on your napkins, you have an airplane. What's that story all about?
Oh, the napkin airplane story. Yeah. So when Brad and Libby had thought about starting a cafe, they were actually boarding a plane to go on a trip. And this was in 2002 when Brad had got this idea that just started bubbling, and you know, they probably had the same feeling I had walking into the cafe. Like, it's in your body. Like, you feel the stuff in your body. And so they were on a plane, and you know, there wasn't really much to write on, so they got like an airplane magazine and just found like, you know, a blank part of it, and just started jotting down little notes about the cafe and what they wanted to be like. And some of the things that they wrote down on that napkin is actually, this was written in 2002. They wanted to pay what you can't afford. They wanted it to be staffed by volunteers / houseless people. They wanted to partner with local organizations. They wanted to offer nutrition and cooking classes. They wanted to learn people's names. They wanted to invite guest chefs to come in and cook at the cafe. They wanted everybody to be welcome, and they wanted to serve great coffee and great food. So that was like a manifestation that they wrote on that, you know, paper plane magazine, and that everything that they wrote down is exactly what is happening today at the cafe.
That's
just amazing.
The dream came true.
The dream came true, indeed.
Wow. So here we are in Denver. Are there any other locations?
Yes, we have a same cafe. We have one cafe in Toledo, Ohio, and that just opened last year in November. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually getting ready. I'm going out to Toledo, Ohio on Monday to go work at the same cafe, Toledo. So I'm really excited to go check out their space, mm-hmm. meet the team, and pick some food in Ohio.
Oh, that's great. How long are you going to be there?
We're flying out. It's me, Gabby, and Eric, three employees of the cafe. We're leaving on Monday. We're coming back next Friday. So about 5 days. It's going to be a good time.
Really get a feel. You can then share your wisdom of what does and doesn't work with them. And now all of a sudden there's another whole community of people that will have a wonderful meal set in front of them.
Yes. Yes. And that the Toledo, Ohio location is at their downtown library. So our CFO, Brad, it's kind of, you know, his vision is he would like to have a same cafe in like every like major city of the United States.
Wow.
And he's kind of trying to do it through the library system because, you know, basically every downtown public library has some like cafe in there that people can't afford to eat at because, you mm-hmm. know, there's so much for the coffee and for the food. And, you know, libraries are resources for people to get resources in. So it's just like the perfect team up. So slowly but surely, I think we're definitely going to expand. It's going to be great.
What a beautiful thing, because they probably would be able to have less overhead, too, if they're in a library.
Yeah, that too.
Because I know your location here in Denver, you're on a very busy street. I know the rent
is free. Yes,
we are. And, and you have a wonderful facility there for your kitchen and your eating area and even an outside eating area. So what a wonderful setup you've created for these people.
It really
that comes
is.
From your heart, and I can feel that. It just sounds to me like you and Brad and Libby, is it?
Yes.
Have created a big heart space for us.
It's a special place. We have so much fun.
That's great. So the key, once again, is no matter what you can afford, you come in. We want you to walk away with a full stomach, with good, nourishing food.
Yes.
That is fabulous. Well, you briefly mentioned before that your website, if you would say that slowly, so all of our listeners can know where to go, where they could make donations to feed people. Because next time you go to the grocery store and you loaded up that basket, just look in there and think, there's a lot of people that cannot do this. Mm-hmm. So we want to get some donations for you. What is your website again?
Our website is samecafedenver.org.
Samecafedenver.org. All right. Absolutely.
Yes.
And on there, there's some information about the restaurant. It has actually pictures of all the staff people, which I think is really great. So we can see these smiling faces of these people that are making a change in the world. And in addition to that, there's a place where you could donate food or donate money. So we want people to go out there and reach in and whatever you can afford to donate, we want.
You can also sign up to volunteer on the website as well.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's wonderful. And the volunteers, once again, either you walk in and volunteer for 30 minutes today to get a meal, or you can be a volunteer on an ongoing basis like so many people do.
Yes, you can. And also for the people, they can volunteer longer than 30 minutes. And if they do longer than 30 minutes, we have free meal cards or free meal tokens. So every additional 30 minutes that you volunteer, we'll give you one of those meal cards or those free meal tokens to use when you come in.
Oh, that's great. So somebody comes in, works for an hour and a half, they get three meals.
Yes, because some of our volunteers who come in just for the half an hour, they get really into it and they don't want to stop. And we don't want to stop you. If you're into it, sweet. We want you to hang out and play with us. But so that's just something also we do for their time.
That is fantastic. That is wonderful. Well, I thoroughly appreciate it. Is there anything else you would like to share about the restaurant that I haven't asked you? Anything that stands out?
I'll just talk. I actually I came to Brad last January, when I did, I just popped into my head about taking our cook to work modules that we already have in place and just taking it a little step further with working with some youths and then capping it off with a 5-course meal. And I call it the 5-star food program. I'm in my second year of doing that at the cafe. And basically what it is I get a group of youth about 15 to 23 is about the ages I'm looking for that. And it's 3 classes in total. My first 2 classes are, I kind of just tell you a little bit about myself. I give you a tour of the kitchens, talk about kitchen language and all that stuff. And we kind of just prep and do like what we do in a normal day at the cafe. And then we have lunch and then we clean up and we go home. Now, what's really special is the 3rd class, the last class, we do a nice 5-course meal with a menu that I will pick. So the students come in, I'll have a packet of recipes for what we're doing for dinner. We break up to groups, they do their recipes. I'm kind of like a fly on the wall, just bouncing around doing little things. I say it's like a puzzle because by the time it's time for us to start our dinner and I show them what we're putting together, we get these gorgeous plates. The food is so good. Like I just did one a couple of weeks ago and the food was amazing. The presentation was amazing. Another reason why I wanted to do this program was I like fine dining. Like it's a good time. And I was kind of missing doing some more fine dining stuff. So this is my way of working with the youth and also bringing another nice meal to the community with just a little touch extra of that fine dining class. And my idea about this is, like, I believe that everybody should be able to have that great fine dining experience. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't just be about such and such has this much money, so they get to go to this restaurant and have this gorgeous, beautiful, delicious meal. I feel like everybody should get to have that experience. And I would like as many people to be able to come and partake in that experience as possible, regardless of ability to pay. And also with the 5-star program, that's also on the website and the dinner dates will be on the website too. So you can go, you can click on the date and the tickets are paid what you can. You can come and have that nice 5-course meal and come check out what we do. It's so much fun. The kids love it. I love it. It's just a really good time.
That's great. And how do you choose the people that you said you would have a small group of people that you would take through this 5-star program? How do you choose them?
Oh, I'm still trying to organize this thing. It's still my 7th year of doing this. I've also just been partnering up with people in the community and just talking to people who work with youth all around the Denver metro area. And so they're bringing their youth in.
Wow. This is just a complete program. I mean, you have stepped out of just having a restaurant where you can put food in front of somebody. You are making this a total life experience for some people. And probably launching someday, there's going to be some famous chef out there who is going to come back and say, this is where I started. And that'd be wonderful.
I hope so. You know, just seeing these kids light up and it's the light that comes into their eyes and just seeing how proud they are at the end product. To me, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, you have a heart that is bigger than Denver. And I just want to thank you so much for not only being here to participate in this podcast, but to be a demonstration of people knowing that it's frustrating not knowing how they can help. And you have demonstrated that all you have to do is go to your heart and your heart will tell you what to do. And you've done that. You're doing that on a daily basis. And
Thank you, Tom. You
have blessed so many people and truly appreciate that. And I can't wait to come in and get another meal and at least know the chef now.
Yeah.
Yay. This is great.
I can't wait to see you in there again.
That's wonderful. Is there any closing comments you would like to have for our listeners as far as knowing full well that volunteerism is the way we're changing the world today?
Yeah, definitely. I guess I will just finish with this thought. So before I came to the cafe, I was working at a country club in town. And during 2020, when everything was going down, I came into work one day and we were making something like a meal kit to send to the police station. And I was upset by that. Like, why are we doing this for the police right now? And I actually went and had a talk with HR about it. And something she said that stuck with me. And she just said, well, Kim, this is their community and they're looking out for their community. And so I left her office with this idea in my head. I wasn't upset about it. I wasn't mad. I just thought to myself, well, then I have to do something to go help my community. And a year later, I ended up at the same cafe. So I would just say to anyone, if there's an idea in your head, just go for it. You know, sometimes it's the little things that we think about and manifest, like they just kind of come. You know, so I would just say, if there's just something, anything you want to do, just get out there and go for it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That's an inspiration that people can pick up somebody's groceries for them. They can take somebody out or take somebody's dog out for a walk with their neighbor, not even do that.
Little acts of kindness can all go a long way right now. And right now, I think we're all having a rough go at it.
Absolutely. And you're making it easy for so many. Thank you so much. You're an absolute delight to talk with. And I love hearing your heart speak. And it was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope it was an okay interview.
Yeah. So no question about it. And for our listeners, we want you to go out to that website. And once again, it's
samecafedenver.org.
Samecafedenver.org. And help out, because you're feeding somebody and you're doing good for the world, making it a more harmonious place. That's what we're all about. And so tune in again next week for another episode of A Light Shining on Someone Like Kim, who is doing wonderful things in the world to make it a better place for so many people. And if you'd like, you can go to our website, which is theharmonygoal.com. And there's a place there where you could subscribe. You could tell us what you think about what we're doing. Do you think we continue on with this? And there's also a place that you can donate to us also to keep this good news on the air. Because there's so much negativity out there. We want good news, and you can help us keep it out there. So once again, look forward to chatting with you next week. And thank you once again, Kim. You are a delight.
Thank you so much for listening to the Harmony Goal Podcast. To learn more ways in which people are creating harmony in the world, simply subscribe to this podcast. See our mission at theharmonygoal.com. And remember, we are all empowered to create more harmony in the world, one smile at a time.